Whenever his father had spoken of an Earth mission, Wells had thought of it as a distant possibility, more of a hope than a real plan. Still, he knew how important the Griffin's work was to the Chancellor and to the whole colony. "They're doing human trials," Clark said softly. A chill traveled down Wells' spine, but he said nothing, just tightened his grasp on her hand. "They're experimenting on children," Clark finally said, her voice barely a whisper. Her voice was hollow, as if the thought had been circulating for so long, it no longer held any meaning. "What children?" he asked, his brain racing to understand. "Unregistereds," Clark said, her tear-filled eyes flashing with sudden anger. "Children from the care center whose parents were executed for violating the population laws." He could hear the unspoken accusation. "People your father killed." "They're so young." Clark's voice trailed off. She sank back and seemed to shrink, as if the truth had taken some part of her with it. Wells slid his arm behind her, but instead of recoiling as she'd done every day over the past few weeks, she leaned into him and rested her head against his chest. "They're all so sick." He could feel her tears seeping through his shirt. "Some of them have already died." "I'm so sorry, Clark," he murmured as he searched for something to say, anything to make her pain go away. "I'm sure your parents are doing their best to make sure it's..." He paused. There weren't any words that could make it better. He had to do something to put a stop to it before the guilt and horror destroyed her. "What can I do?" he asked, his voice becoming firm. She bolted upright and stared at him, a different kind of terror filling her eyes. "Nothing," she said, with a resolve that took him by surprise. "You have to promise me that you'll do nothing. My parents made me swear not to tell anyone. They didn't want to do this, Wells. It wasn't their choice. Vice Chancellor Rhodes is making them. He threatened them." She grabbed Wells' hand. "Promise me you won't say anything. She bit her lip. "I just couldn't keep it from you anymore. I had to tell someone." "I promise," he said, though his skin was growing warm with fury. The slimy bastard had no right to go around the Chancellor like that. He thought of his father, the man who had an unflinching sense of right and wrong. His father never would have approved human trials. He could put a stop to it immediately. Clark stared at him, searching his eyes, and then gave him a small, trembling smile that vanished almost as quickly as it appeared. "Thank you." She returned her head to Wells's chest, and he wrapped his arm around her. "I love you," he whispered. An hour later, after he'd walked Clark home, Wells headed back along the observation deck alone. He needed to do something. If something didn't change soon, the guilt would destroy her, and he refused to stand by and watch. Wells had never broken a promise before. It was something his father had impressed upon him from an early age. A leader never goes back on his word. But then he thought of Clark's tears, and knew he didn't have a choice. He turned around and began walking toward his father's office.